Uncle C back in the office, and in this video I'm going to be explaining exactly why you must stop self-pleasure. Now, depending on how long you've been actually watching this channel for is actually going to dictate really what you think of this type of information, because here's the fact. In a time when men are struggling now more than ever with women, the truth is actually starting to come out of why we have these issues in the first place. Because the more I actually coach, the more I look at things, the more I realize it's like human beings, men and women have went together like peanut butter and jelly for hundreds or even thousands of years. But as we progress in society with more technology, more advancements, more things to keep us occupied, the problem is that we lose the factors that actually keep us human. Now, as a man, when you can actually start to identify this, you're gonna notice that everything changes. Because instead of following the exact herd that you've been following your whole life, you can now take a step back, look at things from a higher perspective, and now start to really put the things into your life that you would like. This video is going to change your mind. I'm going to be breaking down 5 exact reasons why you must stop self-pleasure, why you must stop releasing. And by the end of this, you're going to have ridiculous clarity onto what you have to do to move your life forward with your dating, with your masculinity, with your purpose, with your passions, and really how to reignite that ambition. Now, fellas, before we begin, I'd like to quickly announce that registration for my men's MBT, Masculine Behavioral Therapy Masterclass, is now open. This is what I'm saying. If you have not yet registered for that Attraction-Live training below, after this video is over, I want you to go down below and register for that free broadcast, because throughout that 90-minute end-to-end presentation, I'm going to be breaking down exactly all of the dating and masculinity issues that I ran into my entire life and how I overcame hell to essentially be where I am today to give back so much more. Now, you may not want to hear the truth, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. Number one, PRN. You can sound that out for yourself. What is this? This is the number one issue among men. Now, I don't have any stats to back this up. This is just my own personal observation, right? Because after enrolling 600 plus members into my closed members community through Masculinity Blueprint and seeing what they were running into, this is one of the biggest issues. And the reason for this is because PRN makes men socially awkward. And I'm going to explain why. Essentially what it does is this terrifies you of women. And it terrifies you of women because all of the little things that it takes to actually have a good, solid, genuine interaction. Let's think of all of these things that men have to do to connect with a woman. You have to approach. You have to flirt the right way. You have to get her to feel something about you. You have to make sure this chemistry, this bond is built in a way where both of you feel as if it has meaning. Whether you're trying to get S3X or not, I advise you not to, because typically it ruins your interaction. But let's say you are one of those guys that does that. You will struggle 9 times out of 10 to actually lead that interaction. And notice I say lead, you are the man in that masculine role. You will struggle to lead that interaction because you're effing depressed that this is what the world has came to. When you rely your crutch, when your crutch is that cell phone, when your crutch is that dirty website, when your crutch is releasing by yourself and not actually finding that genuine woman, this is toxic turmoil to your brain. Your subconscious is hooked on self-pleasure. Your subconscious is hooked on artificial worlds and artificial screens. And your perception of women is twisted as to what you think they are, when in reality, men are men, women are women, people are people, and people need people to connect with. You must stop this ASAP. Number two, lust creates weak men. Now, you're gonna notice this right here, fellas, is the differentiating factor between my content and a lot of other content creators when it comes to helping men in the dating game. I do not believe that men should succumb to their pleasures. When you succumb to your pleasures, as a man, your rational thought goes out that effing window, and you're emotionally driven. And since you're emotionally driven, you're constantly in the standpoint of mommy, mommy, when can I get you? Mommy, mommy, when can I bust? Mommy, mommy, when can I get you in the sheets to do XYZ with you? Because I've seen on all the websites, if I do that, that makes me an alpha male. That makes me strong. That makes me driven. That means I'm the shit. That's gonna fulfill the ego. You see, when you lead with your pleasures, when you lead with lust, when you lead with lust, think about this for a second. When you lead with lust, what's happening? You're emotionally driven. You're leading with your desires first. You have to understand that as a man, when you lead with your desires, the road looks like this. The road's easy to come into. Bad websites, self-pleasure, alcohol to fill the void, drugs can slip into here. Look at that. When you lead with your pleasures, look how easy it is to slip into that. When you reverse this and you lead with your intellect, you lead with what it is you know that you need to be leading with, this flips. Now notice this road right here, this funnel is much harder to get into. It's harder to lead with your intellect. But guess what happens if you do lead with this intellect? Your life is much more fulfilling at the top. Because you did what is actually hard. You did what is meaningful. You pursued what is meaningful. What I've seen after coaching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men is that men who lead with lust end up with a victim mentality. They think, oh man, my life is not how I see it on that camera. My life is not how I see it on that bad website. There must be something wrong with me. Why was I dealt a bad hand? Why is it women don't look at me like that? Why is it that women don't just come flocking to me? And this is the bad cycle that men run into. They think they're victims. They think that they're owed something. When in reality, if you look at all of the effed up things that is happening to most men's life, what you're going to notice is that there's a very big reason why the world is twisted this way, why men are weaker than ever. And they're weaker than ever because of number three. And if you look at number three right here, men think that they are entitled to an S3-actual fantasy. The reason why they think they're entitled to this type of fantasy is because this is the new norm. Here's the new norm right now. The new norm is this. If we go out on one date, I'm trying to flirt with you. If we go out on two dates, I'm trying to seduce you and get you back to the sheets. And if we go out on three dates, we're pretty much dating. That's the new norm and how men think it's supposed to be. And the reason why they think it's supposed to be like that is due to the fact of what social media's bogged their brain with, of what these websites have bogged their brain with. When you think you're entitled to this S3 actual fantasy, you lack the ability to actually maintain some sort of connection. When you think you're entitled to this fantasy, the reason why you lack connection is because so many things are flooded into your brain as to how you think S3X should be. If you look at the social anxieties, the social pressures men have run into, this is not my words. This is the men's words that I've dealt with. This is the men's words that I hear on a day-to-day basis in my closed members community. This is the words that I'm hearing each and every single day. When it comes to all of the dating issues men are telling me, they're telling me they're things like, I can't get hard. Or before I was about to have S3X in those sheets, I was shaking to the bone. I was cold. My body got the chills. I couldn't even kiss. I was shallow of breath. Do you understand this S3 actual pleasure that men are trying to work through to make the new norm? Defies everything about yourself that actually makes you a man. When you look at what it is to build that genuine connection with a woman, your breathing shouldn't get shallow, your breathing should get deep. You should feel relaxed. And if you don't feel those things, guess what, fellas? That is your body telling you you're not ready to bed that woman. You're not ready to progress it to that level. And she feels just as apprehensive. She feels just as nervous as you. She is filled in this PRN world too. And she's held to an expectation where she thinks if she's not a quote-unquote bad girl, she did something wrong. If she doesn't want that right now, there's something wrong with her. And if all of the men are pursuing for this, then she's going to follow suit. Men lead and women follow. And until if men keep leading women only to the sheets, well, fellas, that's where they're going to follow. So when you complain that they're more promiscuous than ever, this dating game's rigged, you have to take a bigger, broader picture and look, hey, where are men going? Where are men pressing the envelope? Why are they pressing the envelope that way? How can I, as an individual, control myself to switch the game up? Because you got to understand, the culture is not filled of random bodies and random people. The culture is full of individuals. The way you change the culture is you change the man on the individual level. If you can change the individual level, you're going to change the external world when there's strength in numbers. Always remember this. When you have this interaction, you breathe slow. When you have this interaction that's positive, you feel like you have chemistry, you have trust. Which leads me to number four. The reason why you must stop this self-pleasure is because men are failing to seduce or build trust. The reason why I lay this out for you is because when you can't build chemistry, when you can't build trust with a woman, that interaction will never go anywhere. When you notice she closes off to you, or she is now entertaining a different option. The problem is that she did not feel as if you were the man that could actually do it for her. And when she feels that, that could be for a variety of reasons. There could be a better option. It could be that you didn't flirt the right way. It could be that you were too in your head. But regardless, there was something off. The reason for this that I see is because men are constantly needing a crutch. They're needing different apps through the phone. Oftentimes, in order to have any sort of social confidence, they need alcohol. Women see through this stuff. When she sees that you're full of shit, she doesn't want to necessarily be part of that man's life. When I say men lead and women follow, you will notice, fellas, when you assume the interaction is going in the way that you want it to, you will notice they gravitate towards that energy. And when you actually decide for yourself that you're going to be confident, you're going to be strong, you're going to talk with authority, you're not going to stutter, you can't even do those things when your brain, your cognition, your focus is bogged down with alcohol. It's bogged down with bad food. It's bogged down with all of these dirty websites. It's bogged down with self-pleasure. Your perception of humans twists. And when your perception of humans twists, this is where you wake up the next day depressed and sad and wondering, why is life headed this way? Well, I'm going to tell you, the reason why life is headed this way leads me to number five. Notice how all of these complement each other. When you look at number five, self-pleasure kills your motivation. It kills your motivation in life because, fellas, your body knows that it is a reward to find the right woman. It's a reward to find the right woman because you've put in the work to make yourself a strong, viable option. If you're not making yourself a strong, viable option, you're not going to be rewarded on the male versus female dynamic or playing field or whatever you would like to call it these days. You're out of touch with your soul. When you're out of touch with your soul as a man, the masculine wisdom and belief that comes with staying on your purpose and building ambition get shut down. You must understand this. The reason why men have no drive is because they're sedated. They are sedated in this life where their brain is ran by these websites. Their brain is ran by the victim mentality and the culture telling men that, hey, we're not good enough, or she is on the pedestal. And because of that, you know what I've seen? I've seen that it's everybody else's fault but your own. And when men keep telling themselves that it's everybody else's fault except their own, you never can assume the authority in your life. You never can assume the authority in the topics in life that you need and you know you need to pursue excellence in. These are the top five insane realizations you're going to understand when you need to know that you need to put down these websites, you need to put down the self-pleasure, and you need to start to be the motivating factor in your life that can actually change the game once and for all. If you like this video, I'd like you to hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you in the next one.